Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
That's right. Oh, yeah. You know it. That's right. This is a special episode of... Wait a minute. Wait, a standing ovation? You guys are crazy. Come on. You're embarrassing me. Sit down. Sit down now. This is a special episode of Senior Care Live, where today we are recognizing and celebrating... Are you ready for it? The 23rd anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting.
Hallelujah.
And all the people said,
Amen. Amen.
All right. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. And oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Can
I jump in front of a microphone here, Dave?
Yes, sir. We had a couple of very unexpected and unplanned guests. Is that you, Mr. Freeman?
Yes, this is Morgan Freeman. Steve, I just wanted to stop by and congratulate you on 23 years of Senior Care Consulting. That is fantastic. What is the anniversary for 23? Is that like burlap or is that the chiffon? What is that?
I think it's, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Let's ask Tom Brokaw. He's right over here.
Oh, hey, Mr. Brokaw.
Congratulations, Steve. 123 years of consulting, Senior Care Consulting. That is fantastic. And I'll tell you, you're quite the greatest generation appreciates you, and so does the Pepsi generation. I'll just throw that in there as well.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Brokaw.
You're very welcome, and congratulations.
Actually, let's say hello to our producer extraordinaire, Mr. Darren Wilhite.
Oh, no, we had them fooled, Steve. Oh. They probably thought Morgan Freeman and Tom Brokaw were here.
I just blew it.
You blew it.
You blew it, Steve.
Congratulations on 23 years.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate it. So this is the 23rd anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. Just a quick abbreviated story of how it all began. I've shared this many times before, but it all began. Well, first of all, let me back up. I am a licensed nursing home administrator, or I was. Okay, I've also been an assisted living executive director. So I think I look at this differently than I think most folks. So a long, long time ago, many years ago, I helped my grandparents transition from their home to a senior care community. And I went through and I looked at, you know, all of the top places. I asked them questions through the lens of an administrator, not a grandson. And I determined in my own mind, through my own research and my own phenomenal questions, but I got lots of looks like, wait a minute, that's a great question. Do you work in the business? I'm like, well, yeah, I do. And what's the answer to that? You know, so I chose the one that I felt would be the best fit for them. They received excellent care the last couple of years of their lives. And all of that experience turned into Senior Care Consulting, where I'm able to help other families in the same way that I helped my own. And so that's how the whole thing began a very, very long time ago. And exactly 23 years ago, I started my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Very quickly on the business model, it never entered my mind ever, not for one second, to hit up these facilities for a kickback. Hey, if I bring my clients here, why don't you pay me $5,000 or $8,000? That doesn't make sense to me. That's not how my brain is wired. I personally believe that is a gross conflict of interest. And so here's the bottom line is I started this firm with a reasonable flat fee for service. This is a fiduciary approach. This is what an attorney would do or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider helping you through a process. We work directly for you. We research the entire marketplace. We're not trying to hustle you. We don't see you as a sale and a commission, okay? We see you as a family in need. We help you in what is probably one of your greatest times of need. And I could not be more proud of this service. If you need help, you can give us a call. And look, I believe all people should remain as independent as possible at home as long as that makes sense. Now, when it no longer makes sense, and there could be a dozen more or more reasons for that, and you need to move to a senior care community, that's where senior care consulting can help. So if you need help finding the right senior care community, if you value working with a placement service with integrity, that is exactly what we offer. And in fact, I recently secured a registered trademark for the phrase a placement service with integrity, because that is exactly what we offer. If that resonates with you, give us a call at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Also, you can visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We offer a free consultation. Let's get together. I know we can help you. Speaking of remaining independent at home for as long as that makes sense, I would like to introduce to you my friend and special guest in studio. He is Mr. J.C. Feaster. He is the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors here in the KC Metro South area. And J.C., welcome to Senior Care Live.
Well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. And wow, I mean, what a great show to be on. And congratulations for your 23-year anniversary. And the special guests that stopped by when you invited me to be on today, I did not know that Morgan Freeman and Tom Brokaw were going to be around. So that's pretty cool. But no, you know, love your business model and love what you do for the senior community in Kansas City, and just a lot of respect for you as an individual too, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. You're going to want to write this down. I've already referred some friends and some clients to JC. And let me tell you what, on the way to the studio, I received a text from my friend saying, thank you for referring us to Seniors Helping Seniors and JC. My mom had her first session yesterday, and we're off to a great start. I wanted to share that with you, JC. They're very happy.
Well, thank you. And we really appreciate the referral as well, Steve.
Write this phone number down in the Kansas City area and outside of the KC area. We're going to let you know how to reach out to a senior helping seniors. They have about 400 territories around the country. It's huge. Okay. But locally here in Kansas City, it's 913-407-7550. That's 913-407-7550. Now, you can go online. It's an excellent website, seniorshelpingseniors.com. And then just go to locations, enter your city and state, and boom, it'll pop it up right there. And we have another franchise owner north of I-70, basically in the Kansas City area. So we have a couple of representatives here in the KC market.
That's right. Lauren and Brian Dreis are doing a great job of growing the Northland and spreading the mission of Seniors Helping Seniors north of 70.
JC, this is an excellent company. I love the story. Tell us the history of Seniors Helping Seniors and how it all started.
Yeah, I mean, it is an amazing story, and something that that we tell to people all the time when they're talking about and asking about Seniors Helping Seniors. So our founder, Karen Yoakum, she grew up in India. And while she was growing up, she had an interest of wanting to meet the Mother Teresa. And through connections, she was able to meet the Mother Teresa and ended up working with the Mother Teresa for almost 15 years. She had a daughter, Namrata, and Namrata decided that she wanted to move to the States. And when Namrata decided to move to the States, Karen said, you know what, there's nothing that's holding me here. So she moved to the U.S. with her. And when she got here, she saw that there was a tremendous need for in-home care. And she started an in-home care agency. But she put a spin on it, and she said,
This is the brilliant part.
It really is the brilliant part. She put that spin on it, and she said, I'm only going to hire seniors to care for seniors. And it was really about that life experience, that caregiver experience, that relatability, that reliability of the caregivers that she hired. And her husband, Philip, have now grown the brand to over 400 territories. There's 200 owners across the country, and just continues to thrive. And it's because of that caregiver dynamic and that relatability and reliability of our senior caregivers.
Seniorshelpingseniors.com. in Kansas City, 913-407-7550. If you're in another part of the city, another part of the country, seniorshelpingseniors.com. Just go to locations, enter your city and state, and it will give you a list of the closest representatives there. And JC, how you're fairly new here in Kansas City. When did you open your business?
We really started sourcing for caregivers and clients at the end of 2024, and now we're off and running in 2025.
And you were initially on the Missouri side, and then there's the Kansas licensure that you had to obtain. That takes a little bit of time, but you have that taken care of now.
We do, and thanks for asking. Yes, we are a licensed home health agency, non-medical, on the Kansas side. And that's licensed through the KDHE.
He's J.C. Feaster with Seniors Helping Seniors, KC Metro South, 913-407-7550. Online at seniorshelpingseniors.com. Enter your location and you will get a list of providers in your area. We'll have more with J.C. coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Home care is the same thing as home health care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we are recognizing and celebrating a very special episode, the 23rd anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. How's about that? If you'd like more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com, and there's a lot of great information there. We'd like to reintroduce our special guest today, Mr. J.C. Feaster. He's the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors, KC Metro South. And J.C., again, absolutely brilliant. Hiring seniors, and we'll define that in a minute, to care for or help out seniors. I just think it's fantastic. I love the idea. I love everything about it. So what services do you provide?
Yeah, appreciate that question, Steve. And so the services that we provide is companionship, lighthouse work, meal prep. We'll run errands. We'll take our clients to appointments. Then we get into more of the personal care side of things. So that could be toileting, bathing, grooming, dressing. We'll do dementia care. We'll do respite care, all the way up to 24/7 care for our clients.
Okay. And do you have a lot of people requesting 24/7 care?
There are a lot of clients, you know, throughout the city that are looking for 24/7 care.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's tough to staff these days.
It is, yeah. You know, and you're not talking about an individual caregiver at that point in time. You're actually talking about a care team that you're putting together. And that could be upwards of six individuals that would be caring for a 24/7 client.
Yep. Okay. And they would come in and out. That makes sense. So what is considered a senior for Seniors Helping Seniors? So
boy, that's a good question. Steve. And you know what? I mean, I'm very cautious in terms of how I answer that. No, in all seriousness, I don't put an age on it. And we don't put an age on it. It really is about life experience and that life experience that we're looking for with our caregivers. And so we have caregivers that are in their 80s. We have caregivers that are in their 40s.
Okay.
Our average caregiver right now is 62 years old.
How about that?
But we feel that life experience, again, it's that relatability factor. It's that reliability factor. And
relatability and reliability. You nailed this. Again, this is brilliant.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And so, you know, I mean, we have caregivers with that life experience. We have a caregiver on our team that's played basketball against Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. That's really cool.
That's phenomenal.
We have a caregiver on our team that organized the 100-year anniversary parade of the American Royal. We have a caregiver on our team that's thrown out the first pitch of a Royals game here in Kansas City. We have a caregiver that's owned his own restaurant. We have a caregiver that's met the Queen of England. So there's a lot of life experience
that's
to
amazing.
Pull from, and it's really neat hearing the stories of our caregivers, and then, you know, really how we work to place our caregivers with our clients.
All right. So, and oh gosh, I don't even know if I want to say this. I'm going to get apples thrown at me or tomatoes, or I'll probably get a call or two. The 62-year-old is going to relate more, I think, to the client than the 20-year-old. It's nothing against the 20-year-old. But like you said, it's about life experience, relatability. It's huge. And I just think I get it. Absolutely. So tell us about the caregiver screening process. This is a pretty hot topic, frankly. I think there are some home care providers out there not doing a great job, and they will hire anyone with a pulse, just about. Okay, I know that's not you. But tell us about your caregiver screening process.
Yeah, another really good question. And like I mentioned, we are licensed in the state of Kansas. There's no licensing requirement for the services we provide in Missouri, but we follow everything based upon our licensing in Kansas. So if we're providing service for a client in Missouri, again, it's all of our processes and procedures that we follow on the Kansas side. And part of that is a very regimented screening process for our caregivers. We are taking them through 8 databases. Those would be at the national level. Those would be at the state level, a motor vehicle record check. We take them through a health assessment with a nurse that we have on staff. We also make sure that all of our caregivers have an up-to-date TB test as well. So it's all of that along with reference checks. So there's multiple reference checks that that we're following up on before we add caregivers to our roster.
That is so important, because I don't know how many times I've heard in the world of senior care, you know, something bad will happen. And then the question is, well, why didn't you catch that in the screening? Well, we just run a local check. Well, if you would have ran a national check or a regional check or checked with other states, and like you said, databases, there's some negative derogatory information in some other databases, you would have caught that. You never would have hired that person. And then this incident never would have happened. It's a huge, huge deal.
That's right.
So you can just rest assured that any caregivers provided by Seniors Helping Seniors have been thoroughly screened, and they're providing quality individuals to provide your care. Reach out to JC at 913-407-7550, 913-407-7550. And JC, what about caregiver work experience? So we talked about the relatability and playing hoops with Magic Johnson. So that's really cool. But what about their work experience?
Yeah. And so we have a wide variety of caregivers and work experience. We have CNAs that we have on our team. Again, I want to specify it's non-medical, right?
And
the services that we provide.
Yeah.
We have retired nurses that are on our team. And then what we also have is we've got a really good pocket of do-gooders. And this is something that we are always looking for is, you know, people that maybe don't have experience in-home care, but somebody that has maybe volunteered at a Harvester's here in town, somebody that volunteers for Meals on Wheels and has a real passion for giving back to seniors in the community. Those are what we would consider the do-gooders. And, you know, those folks aren't necessarily going to specify, you know, with personal care, dementia care, you know, the 24/7 care, but those are individuals, those do-gooders, I can go in and I can provide companionship. I can do some lighthouse work. I can do laundry. I can run errands, you know. And so we're consistently, like I said, looking for, you know, those folks to add to our roster of caregivers.
That is amazing. What about the introducing the caregivers to the client?
So one of the things that we take a lot of pride in, and that's myself and our back office team of administrators, is we come in and we do a home assessment and a visit with our clients. And based upon that home assessment and visit, we're going to come back and we are going to put together a care plan that matches those clients' needs. Once we have that care plan put together, we take, you know, a lot of time in terms of knowing our caregivers and how those caregivers match with the specific clients that we have. Once we've done that and a client starts services with us, we go above and beyond in terms of that warm introduction back with the client. So myself, one of our administrators, is going to come out and introduce our caregiver to the client and also going through the care plan. So it is a warm intro, and that really gives us a chance to make sure that we think the match is what what the match is.
That is so thorough. So if this is catching your attention, we're visiting today with J.C. Feaster. He's the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors, KC Metro South. We're going to have a lot more with J.C. coming right up. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we're celebrating and recognizing the 23rd anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. Again, if you're interested in reaching out, learning more about the placement services of Senior Care Consulting, here's the phone number. Write it down, 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And if you're in a situation, again, where you're wanting to remain independent at home for as long as that makes sense, you may be able to stay home for literally years and years and years with a little help from my friend, J.C. Feaster. He's the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors, KC Metro South. And J.C., we were talking about how you match the caregivers and the clients, and we were kind of coming up on a break, so I want to talk about that just a little bit more, because that's a lot of attention on making sure that the caregiver is comfortable with the individual or the individuals that they're going to be caring for, and that those clients are comfortable with their caregiver. That's a lot of handholding, and that's a really involved handoff. And I'll guarantee you there are a lot of home care providers that don't do that.
It's an extra step. It's white glove treatment, and that's what we like to provide. And so it gives us a chance, like I was mentioning, is really to put eyes on the home, making sure that it's a safe environment for our clients. It's a safe environment for our caregivers, but also going through that care plan with our caregivers. And that visibility, is this the match that we think? Is there a good match? And when that happens, right, we feel really good about, you know, everything that we've accomplished.
Well, with my friend, I connected you to my friend, and then your caregivers met with his mother, and they had their first, what he called his first session or first assistance, first shift, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he said they're off to a great start. So it works.
It does.
It works really well. If you want the white glove treatment, Seniors Helping Seniors, 913-407-7550. And if you are outside of the KC area, you might be in another state. Obviously, we're broadcast in 29 different states. Just go to the website, seniorshelpingseniors.com. Enter your location, and it will give you a list of the providers in your area. And if they're not in your area, call Seniors Helping Seniors and tell them you want them in your area. And maybe they have a new owner getting ready to start up in your area. So there we go. And speaking of areas, what areas do you serve?
So our agency, we serve what I normally say is Jackson County, Cass County, Johnson County, in Miami County.
Okay.
So that southern part of Kansas City.
So that's, generally speaking, I-70 South in the KC Metro.
Generally speaking.
Yeah,
that's
a couple
right.
of areas. Wyandotte County is not
that's
in
right.
here.
But again, going to our website, putting in your zip code, putting in your city, your location. You know, if it's not KC Metro South that's going to be able to service you, it may be Lauren and Brian in the Northland that can care for you as well.
Okay, and they're going to cover essentially the rest of the KC Metro.
The north side, correct.
Yeah, north side. Okay, and I'll tell you what, in Kansas City, that's a real thing. So it's I'm always shocked when I'm meeting with someone north of the river, and I say, okay, where can we look for the best care community? Steve, anywhere but south of the river. Hey, they're Northlanders. They're staying home. So anyway, all right. So tell us about why you got into the business of senior care.
Yeah, I love this question. So I spent 25 years in financial services and technology in various executive leadership roles. And I had a chance to step away. And I've always had a passion for wanting to own my own business. But if I was going to own my own business, I wanted something that gave back to the community. And Kansas City is a community that's given a lot to my wife and I. And so started exploring options, you know, and finding seniors helping seniors. It's so neat and rewarding is the fact that we're caring for seniors, right? We're letting them age in their homes. We're caring for those seniors' families who may not be in town, right? And want to know that mom and dad, you know, they're safe, right? And the other really interesting piece and rewarding piece is that we hire seniors to care for seniors. I'm an only child. I grew up in Iowa. My parents still live in Iowa. They have made abundantly clear to me they're never leaving Iowa.
Yeah.
I love the state of Iowa, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my wife has made abundantly clear to me is we're never moving back to Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, so we've been in Kansas City for over 22 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, so as you go through the course of your career, that's a question that's always on your mind is when that time comes, and fortunately hasn't for my parents, but when that time comes is how do I make sure that they're getting the care that they need? And that's either in their home, that could be in a community. And so it has been an educational process for myself in learning everything that there is related to the world of senior care. Not that I want to buy a business in the state of Iowa. That's not what I'm looking to do.
Yeah.
But it's really that educational piece. And being that only child is making sure that my parents are going to be cared for the way that, you know, that they need to be cared for.
Well, you have no help. You're it. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I also have an aunt that lives in Iowa as well. I lost my uncle to Alzheimer's back in 2020. And so I'm the primary care for her. And so wanting to make sure that she gets the care that she needs when that time comes.
All right. And you had mentioned your parents said, we're not moving. And your wife says, I'm not moving. And I'm like, every good husband, what do we say? Yes, dear.
That's right. That's right. We've been married for 24 years.
There
we just
go.
Celebrated our 24-year wedding anniversary. So
yeah.
She's great, and she's been a great support for me in this business.
All right. So I think, you know, we've had lunch a few times and talking about this, and I think the toughest or maybe the most difficult part of owning and operating a home care service like yours is staffing. Now, again, brilliant. You're not looking for the 20-year-olds. Nothing against them. Okay. I don't need hate mail on that, but you're always looking for great caregivers. And that's the toughest part of it. And I know you've been very successful in bringing in some really good folks, but, let's talk about, you know, where do you find caregivers? Could you use some more caregivers? Let's talk about that.
We are always looking for quality caregivers. Yes. To answer your question.
Yeah.
We're out on job boards. You know, I have a great team of administrators who've been in this business for multiple years. So they know people in the business, and really spreading the word about seniors helping seniors and saying, hey, that's a company that we believe in, and that's a company that we would like to go work for. You know, caregiver, word of mouth, you know, if you're treating people the right way, again, that spreads. And so we've been very blessed in terms of the amount of caregivers that we have. The other thing that I would say is makes us unique is not all of our caregivers are looking for 40 hours a week. Not all of our caregivers are looking for overtime. So I have some caregivers that, you know, they may look for 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week. And that helps us in relation to being able to staff some of our cases that may be lower in hours, and our minimums can be a little bit more flexible, both for daily minimums and also weekly minimums.
Well, and that's a good point. So what is your minimum?
So we'll do cases that are 2 hours a day, and we're very flexible in terms of our weekly minimums.
So let me let our audience know that's pretty rare because especially after COVID, we have pretty significant staffing issues and shortages, et cetera. So a lot of companies went to a 4-hour minimum, a 6-hour minimum, maybe even an 8-hour minimum. And so J.C. Feaster with Seniors Helping Seniors, they can do as little as a 2-hour visit. That is unusual. Reach out to JC and the great folks at Seniors Helping Seniors, 913-407-7550, or online at seniorshelpingseniors.com. Enter the location and you will find a local provider. In a world, JC, with hundreds of home care options, why should someone consider hiring or working with seniors helping seniors?
First thing I would say is our team. We have an amazing team, and that's our back office, so our administrators, the folks that you call when you call into Seniors Helping Seniors, they know our caregiver team. Our caregivers are amazing. I've already highlighted a few of our caregivers. And then the last thing that I would say, and what you can always expect from Seniors Helping Seniors, is we're going to do what's right. We're going to do the best we can, and we're going to treat people the way we would want to be treated. Because at the end of the day, the questions people have about us are, can I trust you? Are you committed? And do you care about me? And by doing what's right, doing our best, and treating people the way we would want to be treated, that's what we feel really differentiates ourselves.
That is excellent. We will have more with JC coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
JC, you mentioned earlier that you come from a different world, and you were looking for something to do, a business that gave back, and all of the things that you had talked about. Why'd you go the franchising route?
Yeah, no. I appreciate you asking me that. So 25 years in financial services and technology. And in financial services and technology, you are very process and procedure driven. I also feel that I have an entrepreneurial spirit. But, you know, when you look at starting a business, you can do it on your own. You can work with a franchise. And so having somebody that would be able to hand me a blueprint is to say, if you do this, you can be successful, I really thought would help me in terms of that process, procedure, background that I had. And so, you know, that's why I pushed the way that I did. And, you know, Seniors Helping Seniors, phenomenal support for the franchisees across the country. I mentioned, you know, there's over 400 of these with 200 owners. So been very blessed in terms of the support that we've received.
That's amazing. And one of the things that you get with the franchise, you know, I'm in the process very early of franchising Senior Care Consulting, because I think offering a placement service with integrity in all of the markets around the country, I think we're going to stick out like a sore thumb in a really good way. And, I had a couple people along the way say, well, couldn't I just do that on my own? And I said, of course. Yeah, you could go out, but you're going to reinvent the wheel, and you're going to make all of the same mistakes that I've made over the last how many years? 23 years. I made them for you. I'm going to teach you how to not do that. I'm going to teach you how to do everything properly. And exactly like you said, if you follow these instructions, you will be successful. And there's a lot to be said for that.
Exactly.
So, all right. So that's fantastic. And so if you're interested in, first of all, if you're interested in a franchise of Seniors Helping Seniors, reach out. Should they just go to the website, JC?
Just go to the website.
It's seniorshelpingseniors.com. You can go to franchising and make an inquiry and check it out. If you're going to start a home care business, that's the way to go. Brilliant business model of hiring seniors, relatable and reliable. I love that, to serve their clients. SeniorsHelpingSeniors.com. Go to the franchising tab and you can ask questions there. And JC, again, if someone in Kansas City wants to reach out to you for home care services, what's that phone number again?
913-407-7550.
And that's in the Kansas City area. J.C. Feaster, he handles the KC Metro South area. If someone's up north, J.C., you can connect them with your franchise partners up north.
Absolutely.
All right. And any other part of the country, seniorshelpingseniors.com. Go to the locations, put in your city, your state, your zip code, and it will provide a list of the nearest providers. So that is fantastic. And we were talking about franchising, and I just want to remind our audience again that with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, again, we offer a placement service with integrity. So we help clients after the home care period of time. And again, I believe all individuals should remain as independent as possible for as long as that makes sense. You can stay home for years and years and years with some help from a great home care provider like Seniors Helping Seniors. You really can. But at some point, when that is no longer working, and you could have a dozen or two or three dozen different reasons on why that might not be working, and you need to take that next step and move to a senior care community, that is the narrow niche that senior care consulting lives in. I like to say that our service is about 2 feet wide. It's about 2 miles deep. So it's a very, very in-depth service where we go above and beyond to serve our clients. And if you are interested in a business like this, senior care consulting, again, we offer a placement service. We help our clients determine exactly what they need, and then find the best places available. And we're going to find the right places that meet your exact needs. This is a custom-tailored process to each and every client or family that we work with. And if that's resonating with you, reach out and give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. You can dial 833-SCC-FRAN. You can go to seniorcareconsulting.com, go to the franchise tab, fill out a contact form, give us a call, whatever. Reach out and let's talk about this, because here's what we're going to do. Okay, I am ready to blow this company up and move this all around. I am frustrated with being landlocked in Kansas City. Okay, I want to serve clients from coast to coast. So I have created the Founders Club. And what that is the first five franchisees with Senior Care Consulting, I'm going to offer a deep discount on the franchise fee, and I'm going to give you a heck of a lot more territory than what would normally be provided. That package is going to be somewhere in a value of $10,000 to $20,000. After I have the Founders Club established, then that's not going to be offered any longer. So this is literally a limited time for my first five in. If that is resonating with you, if you're like, maybe you're like JC, you're like, you know, I've worked in this business for a long time, and now I'm looking for something a little bit different. I want to serve people. I want something that makes a difference in the lives of my clients. I want a service that gives back. I'm interested in offering a service with integrity. Okay, if any of that is resonating with you, give us a call. Again, 833-SCC-FRAN. You can go to seniorcareconsulting.com, go to the franchise page and fill out the form, and let's talk about getting you in the Founders Club. And JC, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. You did a fantastic job, and you're doing a great job. I'm hearing that directly from my clients I referred to you. Great job, and you're off to a fantastic start.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it. It was an honor being here, and somebody that I've just got a lot of respect for. And you mentioned integrity, right? And somebody who's got a high level of integrity and, you know, what you're doing for seniors around the Kansas City area. So thanks again, and congratulations on 23 years.
How about that?
Yeah.
23 years. All right. And we're just wrapping up our 23rd anniversary episode of Senior Care Live. And I can't get off the air without saying thank you to our two special guests that just happened to stop into the studio completely unplanned.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve. I got a mouthful of cake here. This is delicious cake. I must have the recipe. I think. Yes, Steve, this cake is delicious. I got to have more of it. I'm going to go back and get seconds. Well, congratulations on 23 years.
All right, Morgan Freeman and Tom Brokaw, how about that?
Thanks, guys.
All right. And again, if you're interested in the placement services of Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.